2.
Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, all flight controllers, I'm going around the horn. Make your gun-o goes based on the data you have printed LOS. I see we got it back. Give you another few seconds.
We're yelling fine.
Okay, retro, go. Fido, go.
Guide, go.
Control,
go.
Telcom,
go.
Jinsei,
go.
Econ,
go.
Surgeon,
go.
Capcom, we're go to continue PDI.
Coming to you live from the Haunted Studios in Shingle Springs, California, this is Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio with your host, John Almada.
And it's Saturday night out here in the Sierra Nevada. Special show tonight, just in celebrating the fact that I have a voice. And I've only got one person in chat, so it's Kathy, and she is a loyal friend, and good to see her here. We're debating her calling in to keep me company here for the 90 minutes I've scheduled to do the show. And, we're doing a special soul stream tonight. Did the earlier show at 3 o'clock with Elizabeth Rose on Z-Talk Radio, and really interesting readings there. And it was, Kathy's saying, you really love me, don't you? Yes, I do, Kathy, of course. We love you dearly. One of these days I'm going to get out your way and be able to drive around in my new truck and all that stuff and stop in and say hi. You might hug me once and just say, okay, get out of here, you bum. But, that was really interesting. We had a lady named Tracy on, and she had a daughter named Ashley, and I got some pretty interesting impressions of Ashley being a tomboy and a girly girl, and I didn't write the girly girl down. I took a chance and just wrote tomboy, and I wish I'd written girly girl, but I have to be fair. You know, when you get these things, you have to be honest and absolutely brutally honest about what you get. But I also got her near water, and also something about a chicken and a name Paul and Silver, and it turned out pretty much everything that I had picked out was something that Ashley was associated with. Ashley, a little 8-year-old girl who passed on some years back, that daughter of Tracy who had called in. And but the reading was about another spirit that is hanging out with Tammy by what I interpreted on the soul stream to be the name Edith. And so that really was interesting. Edith, boy, I can't say this. I cannot say the words. Let's try this again, yes. Edith Stavely or Starvely or something like that. And she basically is trying to get this, Tracy's attention. And so it was a really interesting reading. We did have some technical difficulties midway through the day. Skype decided to go crazy. It said that my account was no longer there and promptly cut me off. And I was like, excuse me? And it turned out I wasn't the only one having that difficulty. So it was good to have everything come back on. And, of course, the account is still here because you hear me now. So Kathy is thinking about dialing in to keep me company since it's a light night, and this will probably all be archive show downloads, but I would think that if anybody does want to call in, we're broadcasting not only on Blog Talk, but we are also broadcasting on Shoutcast on the Distant Echoes Radio Network. And so you are listening to our regular broadcast through there. We have gone to 24/7 broadcasts now, and we are in the process. And I think I'll talk this over with Kathy here on the show. Oh, I see a 602. And I'll talk with Kathy about that, about starting to harvest shows to start playing on continuous playback and just let them roll until we go to live shows. And we'll start with that, and then we'll just keep building up the radio station. So we are actually, we made it June 21st. We're able to get on and start broadcasting. It's been a fitful set of starts, you know, with the illnesses and everything, but by gosh, we are out there broadcasting, and we are a radio station now. So it's good to be here, but we love Blog Talk. You know, had a few troubles in May, but those seem to be over with, and we're doing our thing. And thank God for John Sweet and some of the other guys out there at Blog Talk. They do, you know, they might be a little slow getting to things, but they're checking everything out and seeing who's who. So more power to them. Okay, let's go ahead and bring 602 on the air, and I think I know who that. Oop, wait a minute. I think it's 757 is the one that. First, we'll bring 757. 602, we'll bring you in right after. 757, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger here in California. Hello.
Hey, Schwarzenegger.
It's very good to be here. I read. I not only do I kill people with extreme prejudice, I also am a sensitive medium. I'm a new age sensitive killer. Yes. So.
Well, Schwarzenegger, that's good. I'm so glad somebody's there.
That's right. Yes. I just, all of these dead men started appearing at my bedside at night, and I had to start talking to them. It changed everything, you know. I've killed too many people. Hey, how are you doing tonight?
I'm still trying to hang in there.
Are you really happy right now? Is that what's going on?
I'm so happy. I'm talking to my John, and he's sounding like himself. Yay!
Yeah, I'm pretty much there. I mean, I've been drinking these. I've been drinking 7-Up all day, which has been helping my voice. You've been drinking 7-Up with a little bit of extra juice in it. You got Jamba Juice in there.
I've had some juice, yeah.
That's right. You got Jamba Juice. So we're going to have a soul stream with a lot of happiness and maybe a little bit of an altered consciousness state here. So if I hear your head flop on the keyboard, I'll know, oh, Kathy, are you there? No.
No, don't go there. Just say, okay, she's falling asleep. Good night, everybody.
Okay. Did you listen in on that show with Z-Talk?
I did.
Yeah, wasn't that something?
It was amazing. I'm just so proud of you. You did great. You and Elizabeth and Tracy, yes. Y'all did great.
Yeah, it was something else. I just, you know, the mediumship stuff keeps kind of popping in there. You know, I did that kind of read on the daughter, Ashley. And it was just really neat to get some confirmation. So that was going, oh, we have visitors. We have visitors. We have, Dominica Amore is here. Elizabeth Rose, Z-Talk Radio. Go see Z-Talk Radio. They're the best. And so they're
well,
in with us.
What I understand from Ashley is she connects to anyone that connects to her mother. And she's a very loving, giving child. And she's a blessing in this world.
I have a feeling I'm going to hear more from her tonight, and I've been kind of waiting to see what would happen. I was out mowing with the new tractor, and that was a joy. I finished in one quarter of the time that I usually do with a push mower. That was really neat, man. I was just sitting there like going, I'm the king of this damn tractor. It was like, wow.
I would love for you to do a soul stream for a friend of mine, and I told her I wasn't going to do it until she agreed to come on herself, but she is pretty much been my family for over 30 years, and we lost her mother, which has been my mom for years, a few months ago. But she wanted me to see if you would go on the grounds of contacting her.
I would do that. You know, is it one of those things you want to do that off air, or did you want to do it on air, or what?
It doesn't matter. I would really rather for her to do it herself than for me to go and ask things that I pretty much probably wouldn't even know what the hell they're talking about. So, but yeah,
well,
Domenica. All right, today I got a feeling at Domenica's. Domenica's, or Dom, is starting to see these shadow people on her porch, or the shadow man on her porch. And the feeling I got from her, from talking to her today, was his name was, and I am not one for picking up names. I am not good at picking up names, but like you. But today I actually got a name of Jasper.
Oh.
I did.
Jasper. Okay,
and
I just saw that.
That he
chat
was there to protect her. Yeah.
Well, you're lucky because I don't have my other ovulus yet, and I'm in Studio A, and I just happen to have the ovulus with me here. It usually goes back, and I forgot to put it back in Studio B, and lo and behold, you will get your, because I see Dominica's asking about that. To
well,
he
said either EVP, ESP, or ovulus.
Oh, you want me to like do some new edge ESP? Okay. Totally. Okay. Never mind. I'm just being weird.
And this one, this
tonight.
One hangs on her porch and stands in her window.
Okay. Well, tell you what, let's go ahead and take this 602 because that poor soul's been waiting. And I'm willing to do this. I think it's going to be one of the two here. I think it could be Dom. 602, you're on the air.
Hi, it's just me.
Who's
and
just me?
Just happens to be Elizabeth Rose. So I apologize. I'm not.
You're famous. You're like a really famous host. I've heard all about you. You've got this great show.
Famous what? No. I'm not famous. Don't tell anybody that. Hey, Garber. I just heard her pop in. I'm sorry. But no, I'm not famous. I'm just piddly stuff.
No, I heard you were famous. You're like an NBC. You're going to take over for the Tonight Show. It's really good. It's going well for you, you know?
don't go there, because you know what? They've actually started calling me the Oprah Winfrey of paranormal. That's not funny. You know, I'm like, holy mackerel. What are you guys doing to me? You know?
Elizabeth's book club, right?
It's like, okay.
Like a book club.
Yeah, like, that's exactly it. You got that right. So,
That was a good show today.
We had a great show, honey. And, Kathy, I'm so glad that you got in and that you're calling in and that we got a good question from Dominic. Oh, I think it's fantastic.
It was just John and I in the beginning, so I got in no problem.
Well, I just got done with the show. Don't forget I did a show, guys, myself, and I just got done, and they were dragging me on and on and on. And I even ended it earlier, and they're like, going, do what? You're not, you know. And you're going off, yeah, I'm going. But, you know, there were a lot of other things going on right now. And so Tracy and me looked at each other and said, okay, I got to go. I said, okay, honey, go. So we closed out a little bit earlier than what we normally do. So I may not be so famous now, but, you know, I do try to be very professional, John. You're right. It's important.
Well, I see good things ahead for you, and not only that, but what we're doing here, too. I think it's just going to be, I just get the feeling something's going to take off with all this, you know, and
there's changes coming, honey, and it's coming at me, and I'm just looking at it and going, okay, right.
I'm just so glad to have a voice to do it with, and let me do this. I'm back. I've got my full voice. Can you hear that? It's back. I'm just going, yeah, baby. I want to talk, and I've got stuff to talk about and talk with people.
Let's do Dominica's question and do what we got to do with that, and then I want to do my question if you've got time.
Well, I'm going to get off then, and thank you, John, for taking my call.
You're welcome very much.
Where are you going, honey?
Oh, I'm going to get off and man the chat room, so thank you, guys.
Oh, you got to go man that boot button. I love Kathy to death because you know what? It doesn't get any better than that. But you don't got to go anywhere, do you? You can man the boot button from here.
Yeah, I really do need to go.
Why? Are you trying to beat it without me? Is that what you're doing?
No, John knows why I need to go.
she needs to go. Trust me. Let's just the
I
fact
really
that she's
like
getting
to
man the boot button. You need to go now.
She really would like to go. Okay, that's
She needs to go now. This is good.
All right. All right. You know, I love you, baby. Okay?
I love you too, cow.
All right, honey. Bless her heart.
Yeah, she'll stay with us through the show, so we'll see that. Let's see what we've got. And thank you, Kathy. It's good to see you there. She's just in a real happy place right now. She's just feeling no pain.
I'm not there. Let me tell you. I just did, what, 4 hours of radio?
Oh, I thought you were still talking there. So did you get out, or you just
got
in 4 hours?
I'm out of there. I wanted to do Dom's question, and let's do that about Jasper. And then I would like to do a question when you get done with that, honey.
Well, let me see what's going on here. I'm looking at the Gerber Daisy. Oh, Gerber Daisy's here. Hi, Gerber. I didn't see you pop in. You just snuck right in there past the old door there. Let's see. Yes, and I am the Master Chief on the chat room tonight. And let's see, what have we got with the question? I'm still looking. Dom, can you show me the question? Because I don't see where that is, and I think it might have scrolled away. Let me see if I can find it. It's something about, I'm trying to find this, by gosh, and I'm not having a good time with it. I got the auto sequence start. Kathy, ask John to EVP, ESP, and Ovulus Jasper. Okay, now, Dom, I need to know more about, I know a little bit about it because Kathy told me about the spirit that's hanging out in the doorway or in your porch or wherever. And you're there in Arizona, up in northern Arizona, I think not far from Sedona. You're with like a stone's throw away there. So, pardon me?
Yeah, she's not far from me. She's about as far from Sedona maybe as I am from her, or from Sedona.
All right. Let me see. I'll tell you what. Why don't we try hooking up the... let me reach over here. And let's just do a little ovulus work just for fun. Let me see if we get lucky and have a battery working.
It's on there.
Okay, so what I'm going to do... I'm going to go ahead and just shut that down briefly and bring up the Audacity. And we'll record that and just see what we get. And I've still got the other session. By the way, while I'm thinking about it, Elizabeth, do you have an archive of the full show?
I do have an archive of the full show, and I'll send it to you on Skype.
Yeah, good, because I'd like to get a copy of that, because mine got all screwed up when I lost. I had to shut my show down.
I know. I can send that to you, and it won't be an issue. We can do that. And, like I said, Tracy and I just did Dear Emmy also, so I'll send you the one earlier. Not a big deal.
Okay. Now, Dom has no real – let me see if anything's come in. Background easier to read here, too, now. You don't get seasick. Okay, Dom, I'm going to need questions here, kiddo. Either you dial in or we get something to do with if you do a pop-up with the questions, because I need to know more to work with here. Now, I'll try to see if I can just – on the fly while you're deciding which way you want to go with that. I'll go ahead and try this. So I'm going to just bring it online, start recording. And Jasper, to the spirit Jasper that's appearing on Dominica's doorstep, can you give me some idea why you're there? And Frank, can you give us an idea why you're there? Paul seems to be good.
Judge. Divine. Tender. Master. Died.
You died?
Pierced.
Were you hung?
Very much. blade.
Okay.
And the
camera.
Step. Right.
All right.
Not.
Okay, I'll let it go a little more.
Fear. Window. Mercury.
Okay, I'm going to stop it there. It just seems like it's randomly kind of picking up whatever. But there may be something here, so let's just see what we get. And I'm going to snip out the first part of all this and just see what we get. And I let it really run a lot longer than I usually do. But the thing with this thing that she's getting with this spirit that's appearing, something has changed the environment there to draw that spirit out. That's what the first thing I just get intuitively, that there's been some development that's changed things. And that spirit is there because of these series of changes. Now, I don't know if you've been renovating or there's been some emotional event or somebody's passed or something's, but something's different. And to bring a spirit out like that, it just doesn't happen just out of the blue. Something stimulated that to happen. And so I'm just sitting here clipping now all of the silence so we can get this a little bit faster spread and see if there's a story here being told. And I cannot wait till next week till I get my new ovulus in, because I'll be bringing that here in Studio A, I'm using that quite a bit, and programming that to do all kinds of neat things for us. And okay, here we go. Now it slowed down a little bit towards the end. And that's the thing that I'm seeing, is it got a little bit, let me see if, some of it I'm going to have to cut out with me.
Coffee.
Are you still there?
I'm here.
What were you saying about coffee?
No. I was trying to copy something. Sorry, I was trying to copy something. I'm going copy.
Copy? Okay.
Copy. Yeah, I'm sorry. I apologize. I'll be quiet.
Oh, I was just sitting there. I was like, what is that? Okay, let me see if I can get the voices isolated here. Okay, now I'm going to take out that. Let's play the first three. Okay, I'm taking my voice out because I can see the difference. Okay, we're going to play it in three-step increments and just see. Yeah, let me see if I can make that louder. And are you hearing that?
I hear that, yeah.
Paying judge to give aid. Okay, so paying judge... give aid. And that's interesting to have one word be give aid. I don't think there's anything in the dictionary that sounds like that. That's another case of the ovulus doing kind of what it does. And I'm just a little surprised at that. Let me see if I can boost the output of that thing. Getting used to new studios is always fun.
Gender pass.
And this is the thing, you look at ovuluses, though, and they're really cool when they really work, and when they don't, they're just kind of crazy.
Raster died.
Okay. And let me go with the next set. He died? Were you hung? He died? Okay, I'm going to clip out. Let me keep going here and just see what I get. Here we go. Hung? Hung? Okay, let me take that out.
Oh,
theorist, bit remote theorist, bit remote theorist, bit remote theorist, bit remote theorist, bit remote.
Fierce fit and remote. So I don't know who this Jasper is and where she got the name Jasper. That's the thing I'm trying to understand.
Light.
Okay.
Memory. Light.
Okay. And something about a camera, and then there was all this upstairs. And this is the part I'd like to talk to Dom about, because I want to find out.
Light. Memory. Light.
Light and camera. Okay, writing that down. And let's see what we get for the next set here.
Upstairs, step right.
And this is the part where, this is the part I need to know. Is there an upstairs section? Dom, can you tell me that? Do you have like an upstairs section to that house? Is that what's going on here? Now, let's see. I think this is my voice. I'm going to cut.
Let it go a little more.
Okay, I'm going to take that out, and we're almost at the end here. Here we go.
Beer.
Beer.
Window. Mercury. Beer.
Beer.
Window. Mercury.
Fear. Window. Mercury. Now, the section of Arizona you're in, I tend to think that there was gold mining there, and there was a lot of, we get mercury a lot with reference to gold mining. Especially out here where it was so predominant here. A lot of people died of mercury poisoning or suffered the effects of it, which caused madness. And, you know, their teeth would fall out. They would get all kinds of terrible diseases and die, you know, pretty horrible death. I see 928 is calling. And so I think, and I've got Kathy is still there with us. I'm not sure which one to go with here. I'm just going to go ahead and pull 928 up. 928, you're with us. Is this Dominica?
Yeah.
Hi, Don.
Hi, Don. Yeah. Do we have steps up? Yeah, there's three steps up to the porch. Has anything changed? I put some plants out, like guardian plants, on the porch about a week and a half ago. Some jasmine, honeysuckle, and gardenias. And also the only thing that's changed in the house is Jack picked out a big old hippie chair. And I bought it for her, a used chair. And it may be some kind of psychometry, because I was wondering about that chair. I didn't think about it until you asked, has there been any changes? But I was wondering, you know, I wonder who I owned a big old, it's made like a patch quilt with three, four different color materials, and it's made well. And I wonder who owned it before, you know. And I don't know if the owner came along with the chair, you know.
Where did the name Jasper come from in all of this?
From Kathy. Kathy got the insight. She says she usually doesn't get insight, that she felt it was like a protection, and his name was Jasper. And I was told before that I had two guardian angels, both named Juno. And also my sister Joanne comes around, and she has five children. All their names, they're living, and their names all start with J, too. There's a lot of J's around.
Huh. And this started how long ago? How long has this been going on? This thing?
Like 3 days. Joanne comes around, and she has five children. All their names, they're living, and their names all start with J, too. There's a lot of J's.
But this shadow started 3 days ago?
Hang on, that's me, John. Hang on, I've got to figure out how to
like 3 days.
Stop this.
And she has five children. All their names, they're living, and their names all start with J, too.
Okay, I'm getting confused. It sounds like the same things are being said. Okay. Has this been going on the same for the last 3 days, this shadow?
No, like 3 days ago, it could be just 2 days ago. Oh, yeah, it was. And I was walking, Jack, I looked back at the house, and just for an instant, I see somebody stand on my porch, and then it's gone. Then the next walk was the same thing, and then the shadow in the front door, and then coming in the front door yesterday, and then two shadows in the window early this morning.
So now, how long ago did you get the chair?
Got the chair about, 5 days ago.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah. I don't know if the owner, sometimes people leave estate furniture with these used places. And that was an interesting chair because it was like $65 and then went down to $45. Jack would go and sit on it when we went to this shop. I'd look at videos and she really loved this chair and she's pretty intuitive, dog, you know. And I said, hey, if that chair ever goes down to $15, I'll buy it. And then it went down to $25 and then the gals in the store one day, we were just thinking about you, that chair is $15. I said, oh, gee, where am I going to put that chair? So Dad got her hippie chair.
Well, and so is the dog sitting in this chair?
Does the dog sit in this chair?
Yeah.
Yeah, the dog picked that chair out of this shop that carries furniture and other things. You know, it's like a community thrift store. And she goes in there and she would go up on that chair. She just loved that chair.
Well, and I think it's a fair bet to say that you've got some spirit that's attached to the chair for whatever reason. Is it a big, like, comfortable chair?
Oh yeah, it's oversized. It's now that I've repainted the worn spots, it's beautiful and it reclines and it rocks.
Wow, I just have a strong feeling that wherever this chair came from, the person that had it really liked it, and when they passed on or whatever, that's what's going on. It's them seeing the dog in the chair. They're probably, I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't say pissed off, but they're probably like, what the hell is this about, you know? And that's the feeling I just get right off the bat. And it's just the fact that you get it, you bring it in the house, 3 days later, you got stuff happening that you're at least seeing.
Yeah,
and the
chair is right by a big front window that goes out on the porch.
And they're appearing right there at the porch. Is it within sight of the porch, the chair?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's right in front of the window. There's a great big 4x6 window that's right, goes out on the porch, and the chair's on the inside. But I had wondered who that chair had belonged to because it is so unusual a chair. You know, it comes apart in two sections. It's well made. It was the colors were kind of worn off, so I went and got fabric dyes and stains and whatever and repainted it and made arm covers. And, and now Jack has a hippie chair.
Well, I'll tell you what. We could try doing a quick set of questions just with EVP and see what we get. I'm intrigued enough to think that they might want to talk about it. I mean, how far away are you from the chair right now?
About 20 feet.
Okay, so it's in total sight.
No, I can go in the other room. I'm mobile.
Okay. Why don't
you want
go
me to go sit in the chair?
Let's get kicked out
of that chair.
Yeah, this will be cool. I've never had a haunted chair on the show before. This is going to be great.
We're going to EVP a chair.
Yeah, we're going to talk to the spirits of the chair.
Spirits
cool.
of the chair.
Okay,
I'm in the chair.
Okay, I got the FM all set to go. And let me just check that. Okay, I'm just going to live with that. I'm still getting things set up. That's not working as well as I'd like.
And Jack followed me in here, and she's looking at my chair and looking back at this one. And said, what are you? doing in my chair.
Yeah, hey, what's this stuff going on here? Okay,
yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and do, and the dog is not reacting. I think that the dog is, like, comfortable with, the dog would be freaking out if it was, like, somebody hostile.
Jack has picked up spirits before. She would bark at the middle of the room, I can't see anything. And she would be barking like a 6-foot-tall person was standing in the middle of the room. So she does pick up on things like that.
Okay, and I see Kathy. I want you to know I do see you out there dialed in with your hand up. So Kathy is back with us, and she's got something. Kristen, mine, and Debbie, and your friend from CGAVP want to record together for Debbie. Ooh. And if that's tonight or tomorrow, let me know, Kathy, if that's something you want to do tonight and I could extend, or it's something you want to do tomorrow. Let me know. So, okay, well, we'll go ahead and keep going here. I'm going to go ahead and do a 5 count and just check, make sure everything's running. Here we go. Just a test recording. Testing, check, check, check. Make sure everything's good. Whoops. I destroyed the recording. Oh, here we go.
Testing, check, check, check. Make sure.
Okay, good. All right, I'm going to go ahead and let's just have you ask a couple of questions just to find out what we've got going on here. So... here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Spirit on the porch, why are you here?
Okay, next.
Is there a spirit attached to this chair? Identify yourself, please.
Okay, I let it run out to 1 minute. And, let's go ahead. We cut the FM off there. And I'm going to go ahead and run a quick compression on this.
I just thought of one other thing, John. There's a song that's been in my mind for 3 days. When I die and I lay me to rest, I'm going to go to the place I like the best. Maybe. I've not been able to get that song off my mind for 3 days. And maybe that's what the spirit
in the sky. That's the spirit in the sky.
Yeah.
That's funny because that song has been kind of off and on. I've been having it hit me for the last couple of months. So
yeah.
You're not the only one. But for, you know, the timing though for you with all this happening during the next, you know, the last 3 days. That's kind of weird,
yeah.
You know. It's definitely related to. I really think this chair has got somebody. You brought somebody home with you who really loved the chair, and is just. I really think that it's going to be friendly. I don't think that there's anything wrong here.
I feel fine about it. Yeah.
Yeah,
and
I just think
this is the place he likes the best. When I die and they lay me the rest, I'm going to go to the place I like the best. Maybe it's just chair.
Oh, God. Let's see. Let's go ahead and start doing some noise reduction on this. I'm just so this dog picked this chair out, and that's pretty cool that you'll buy furniture for your dog. You know, you go shopping with the dog, and the dog is going, yeah, what do you think? Yeah, let's get it. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
What kind of dog is this?
Well, she's Jack Russell, but she was raised with a wolf, and she was named by an Indian tribe, Little Wolf. She thinks she's a wolf. She doesn't howl at the wolf that she was raised with taught her to howl at the moon, but she sounds like a chipmunk when she does it. But she's incredibly intuitive. She's a healer. I've seen her work on people and be adamant about it, and they feel better after she's like licked her ankle, or she's gone across the room and tossed up the skirt of a gal during a meeting and started licking her knee, and she goes, "Oh my God, how'd she know my knee hurt?" You know, I've just seen this drug do amazing things and take me to places where I know I was meant to pull me in another direction from our normal walk because there was somebody there that was hurting and needed help. It's just amazing. I want to be as smart as my dog.
I can just see that dog right now in my mind's eye, just kind of always watching. That's just the thing. It's one of these dogs that just is like always checking things out and knows what's going on. Almost rules the roost, you know.
Almost what?
Almost kind of runs the whole show, you know. Or thinks the dog does. You know, the dog's thinking it's like that wolf thing. You know, yeah, I'm bad. Yeah.
This morning, walk. She told a pit bull to get off her sidewalk. I mean, this dog is fearless. You know.
And did the pit bull move?
No, he backed up and started crying. And he was with a biker and all in black and sleeveless shirt. And I said, "God, Jack, don't you ever pick on anybody your own size." You know. And the biker just smiled. He says, "Those small dogs got it. You know, they got it."
The dogs got like brass ones, man. Now, this is, you know, I'm looking at the patterns that I'm getting here, and this is some really wild stuff. I don't know what we're going to get here. This could turn out to be very strange, because what I'm getting is some very rhythmic, I didn't want to do that. I'm getting some really rhythmic responses, and it looks unlike anything I've ever seen. It's not phrasing the way I'm used to, and I just don't know what to think of this. I may go back to, it could be because I had to change frequencies here, and I might have a noise coming in that I don't need or want, but we'll see. We'll just see. I'm almost there. Okay, we're going to get this.
Should I stay in this chair, or should I go back to the computer?
Oh, yeah, stay in the chair, you know, yeah. Yeah, we're going to give you the chair, yes. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and play your first question here. Here we go.
Spirit on the porch. Why are you here?
Okay, now, I don't know. I don't guarantee we're going to get anything. This could be a total flop, so let's just see what we have. Okay, that's a spirit voice. It's just unlike any pattern I've seen in a while. Here we go. I'm going to put it on repeat. 2.5 seconds to 5. Oh yeah, it's about the chair.
What is it?
It's all about the chair. It's a male, and he's saying, "I'm watching my chair." And he's like, "I'm watching it. I'm watching you." So he's like making sure this dog is not going to mess the chair up. So this guy really liked his chair. 5 seconds to 6. Here we go. It's almost like saying something about chair is greasy or chair is greaser or something like that. But it's definitely saying chair, and then I'm just going to say greasy, but I don't think that's really it. I'm just going to put a question mark.
I thought I heard your voice is up,
Could be. My voice is back. I could take it that way.
Oh, your voice. That's right. Yeah. Your voice is up.
Let's see, 6.5 to 9 seconds, and this gets into some pretty, this guy's like pretty talkative. Here we go.
Okay.
in it's referring to the chair. It's saying, I want it in my space. And so it's like really territorial about the chair. 8.5, I'm going to back it just a little to catch the next phrase. 8.5 down to, or up to 11.5. Here we go. Okay, definitely this mail is coming in clear. I said it's borderline.
I thought I heard we found this chair in California on that last week. We found this chair in California. Play one more time, can you?
Let me go back to that. That was what, 9 to 11.5. Here we go. I said it's borderline. Yeah. So I'm hearing. Yeah, but that doesn't mean it. You're not hearing it. You know, the way you're supposed to hear it, because again, there's multiple voices in here. This is definitely what I'm hearing, though. It's something about it's borderline. And I get a feeling it's borderline about the experience, of seeing the chair sold, and it's the spirit feels kind of funny about the whole thing. It's a man who doesn't like change. That's the thing I get here. 11.5 to 15. Here we go. Okay, way too much. I'm going to break that down. 11.5 to 13.5. Whoops. Okay, it's saying, I've seen you by chair. So this person has kind of a different way of speaking, but I've seen you by chair. And 13.5 to 15, here we go. It's bound to me. This chair is bound to me. So this spirit, just like I was thinking, is attached to this particular item. Let's take this 15 to 18.5. I'm just going to try to see if we can get the whole thing here. Okay, it's actually a good thing, Dong, because what's being said is the spirit is actually pretty okay with this. Just trying to make whatever this chair tie-in with the chair is about is a big thing to this spirit, but they're glad you bought it, and they're doing what you're doing with it. And evidently, you keep it clean and everything, even with the dog on it, right? You still there? Are we on the air? Don, are you with me? Hello? Okay, I'm going to see if Dom dropped off. Dom, if you're in there, let me know. I'll just keep going, and we'll go from there. Let's see if Kathy. Kathy, can you hear me?
I can.
Okay. I'm just not sure what happened to Dom. Her 928 number dropped off, and I was just like, dead air, boy. Anyway, this spirit is real.
Died.
Oh, her phone died? Okay.
Yeah.
And so no trouble. But from what I can tell, it's a good thing. The spirit is real happy with this whole thing. Let's take 18.5 to 21 to end the first question, and here we go. This sounds like a Spanish or Indian thing going on. I belong to the Mayo Apayo or something like that. I don't know the exact meaning of this, but the first part is real clear. So this is like ethnic in some way. I belong to the Mayo Apayo or something like that. I have no clue what that's about. That may be a local regional thing to you, Dom. So, you know, definitely... you know, it's just there's something there that's almost Indian or, you know, Mexican or Spanish in some way that is tied to this in somehow. So I don't know. I'll tell you what, I'm going to go ahead and on the second, I'll save this. And the second question, let's just see what we get first here. Let me just see what we can get. Okay, they pretty much identified themselves. Let me just see if we can, I've got 37 minutes remaining. I'll go ahead and extend the show, and that way we can get in some of the stuff that folks want to do here. I'll do a little bit here, and then we'll just jump ahead a little bit. 30 to 34 seconds, we'll just go ahead on the second question. Okay, there is a lot being said there. I'm going to skip that first part because it sounded like it got munched up. 31 to 34. Okay, this is talking about getting money or I'm going to get hurt. And it's a different voice entirely from the one we had before. It's like, so you said you've seen two shadows out there. So I think that this is one of the other people that were involved with this. There may have been multiple owners of the chair. There might be multiple spirits with this thing. 34 to 36 and a half. Yeah.
Can I say something? Elizabeth said she got booted out and she apologizes. And I don't know if she's back online or what. I don't know. Elizabeth froze. But Dom with the Jasper, today I was talking to Dominica, and all of a sudden I was told to tell her that the shadow that she's seeing out on the porch, and I am not one for names. You know me that good that I'm not good at names, but to give me a name to give her, and it was Jasper. And I don't know why. That is a weird name. I'd have never come up with it on my own. So, yeah.
Yeah.
That's where it comes.
Well, I'll tell you what. I really think that the first spirit is probably the one that's more relevant than the other one. This one seems to be more kind of a, I don't know, childlike. It's, I'm not going to run through the whole thing here because it goes way on here. But the bottom line is, I would tend to think the name Jasper is going to apply to this first one. And this and Jasper could be like a Spanish mission-type name, Aro Apayo. So Aro Apayo, I don't know what that's about, but I just, the thing I think we confirmed here is that the chair does have spirit spirits attached to it. Nothing I'm hearing is really is saying that this chair is like, you know, it's going to cause any problems in the home. It's just that, you know, they were part of what you bought for your $15, Don. they came with a chair, you know, and
I didn't get $15.
Yeah, so you know, for $15, you got some new guests in the house, and the dog seems to be okay with them, and so I think things are going to go okay here. Just keep an eye on things. I mean, you know, with the first Joe Apayo of Phoenix, I think. Oh no, not Joe Apayo. Yeah, it's not Joe Apayo. It's like Arroyo Apayo or something like it. Start with an A, and so it's not like that. But it's like APAYO, not APAO. And you know, so but I would look up in Spanish and see what that is, because it's almost like a name of a person or a place or a group is what I'm getting with that. And like all these people are talking about this sheriff, you know. Let's see. Let's go ahead and now, what was the thing you had, Kathy, going on with Debbie and Christine?
Well, for the longest time, we've been wanting to get with you and record for Debbie.
Okay, and to do is Christina from CJ? CJ
yeah.
EVP?
Yeah.
Oh, and she's the 602. Is she the 602 caller?
No, I would say no. No.
So is Christine going to dial in, or?
I would say 602 is Elizabeth Rose. I don't know.
Let me see.
Yes,
yeah,
that's her. Yes. But no, Christine is the one, her and Debbie are the ones that started this, what you're calling the soul streaming. And
yeah.
It was her and Debbie Caruso that started it and got me involved in it 3 years ago. And we did it for a long time. And it worked out well. And we did it over the phone. So this is where it all started for me to get you involved in it. And I think you've done wonderful. And I just wanted to be able to give Christine that opportunity for all four of us, well, all three of us, to get together and get Debbie back into it again. Because, she's on the other side, and I think she deserves to be a part of it again.
Well, why don't you, can you get her to come on? You know, because I'll extend to do that. And let's see if we can.
She was here, but she had to go put her son to bed, and she said she'd like to try it tomorrow night if you're willing to open your show back up tomorrow night.
Yeah,
so,
why don't we do it? I'll go ahead and I'll check what I've got on the schedule. I don't have my schedule in front of me. I'm in my scheduling computer, where I have all the show notes and stuff for the upcoming shows. Is in there. I got to change things around, man. Having two studios is. Most people don't have two studios. Yeah.
That's asking a lot from you, though, bless your heart. You're trying to get yourself squared back away. And, you know, I told her, I said, why didn't she try tonight? And she said she thought that was putting too much on you for tonight, being as late as it is. So she said maybe
actually
one tomorrow night. So.
It's actually no problem if she wants to, you know, if she wants to go ahead. I mean, I'm ready and willing to extend.
She had to get her son to bed. He has, you know, that cystic fibrosis. She's having to give him a shower and everything else.
Okay. Well, I'll look at what's upcoming. Let me see I just fired up my. Yeah, I'm going to go into, I'm just right now, I'm in the blog talk.
But she said Vicky wanted to do it with her tomorrow night, so.
Vicky?
Vicky Talbot. She is also part of the
whole
ring and the, all of that, so. Not the gold ring. What am I talking about? The freaking gold ring. Hell no. Excuse my language. I'm sorry. Somebody slapped me silly, but no, I'm talking about AAEVP and also DJ Forum and all that, EVP Forum. But,
yeah. Let's see. I've got, now,
the
I
circle.
Don't see.
I'm sorry. I'm talking about the circle.
Yeah, a big circle. Looks like I need to, boy, I haven't updated any of the future shows. I've got everything all done. Boy, after the show tonight, I am definitely going to go clean up all this stuff because I have let that all go. And I'm just going with the default show titles, so I'm going to have to get that because I've got a lot of guests and everything scheduled. And, I've had my voice gone, and it's been horrible. Let me go ahead and run the extension on this show just so we can get 2 hours in. And here we go. And I'm going to update.
We'll go sometime this week if you'd rather do that. It's up to you.
Yeah, I'm all up for that. I don't know who I have on tomorrow night, so I'm going to have to check that. But I'll get emails out to you guys, and we'll get that all squared away. And just see what we got. But, I am
all... it on air is not a good thing.
No. I would do it off air. I mean, we just set a time and just do it. Probably do it in the evening before she has to deal with her son and all that. But when I'm off work and everything, I just come in and get everything fired up and come in and do it. I'd love to do it again. Yeah, that's because that is what got me started with this. Yeah, and I wonder if the AAEBP folks know I'm doing this with Big Circle. I wonder if they know I've been doing this. I've never heard anything back from them, and I know it's kind of their thing with Big Circle, but we've kind of hopped in there and just had a grand time with it, and it seems to be helping people. So, yeah.
Well, the best way to find out is you're in the right place for it. You just need to go over to CJ's EVP and ask, because most of the Big Circle is over there.
Yeah, it's just, I think that it really is not, quote, exclusive to them, but it's just been, okay, there we go. We got that. We're back up.
Only if you put up an EVP in CJ's EVP forum, then it would be exclusive to people like Margaret and Vicky and Christine and all them. Where they will, it will definitely get to the big ring for them to know that you're recording for Debbie.
Yeah, it's just the thing I like though is just how it kind of kicked off and it went its own direction. It's kind of a spinoff, and definitely my main worry is I just don't want to step on their titles and the things that they're doing. It's a completely different, it's a completely different, thing that we're doing, although we're using, Big Circle, basic spirits that work with them. They're coming through, and Debbie has been so good about coming through and working with us, so I am more than happy to do that.
Let's start right there. So you're not dealing with Big Circle. You're dealing with the ones from the Big Circle that have been dealing with the family. So you're not dealing with the Big Circle in particular. The Big Circle is a group of women over there at AAEVP that got together, and they call themselves that because they're trying to get in touch with their families. Now, the ones of their family that has passed over are part of the Big Circle in that aspect. So they call them part of the Big Circle. But the point is, you're getting in touch with their family, not the Big Circle, because they're still living. So you see what I'm saying? Yeah.
Yeah, it's of Big Circle, but not,
You're not talking to the ones of the big in the Big Circle because they're still living.
Yeah, it's the ones who passed who just were members of that, and I'm using it euphemistically. I'm just calling it that, which is fine.
And
I have to tell you,
the one that started the whole AAEVP, Sarah Estep, she passed away recently too as well. So now she's a part of whatever you want to call the Big Circle or whatever. she'd be the one to get in contact with as well.
Well, I can see this definitely evolving in some new directions. But I am, yeah, I'm more than willing to talk with Debbie with you guys. I mean, it sounds like you guys will have a whole
Debbie's the best one because Debbie is a part of Christine and I and a group of us that started the, it wasn't called the Big Circle, what Debbie and Christine started. It was called Communication Bridge, and that's what we started.
Yeah.
And that's what
yeah.
we carry on. So that's what Debbie would pertain more to than the Big Circle.
Well, you know, what's funny is that when the whole naming thing came up from you, and then I kind of went along with it, and I kind of threw it out there to them on the other side and said, what would you want to call this? And I just kind of let it throw out there, and all of a sudden, wham, Soulstream came in. I just couldn't get rid of the term. It just was stuck in my head, and I finally went, this is it. And so, you know, I'll still probably use Big Circle, but Soulstream is definitely what we're doing. And if you want to call it the Soulstream group or whatever, I'm going to start actually doing some media stuff with the websites and things and really kind of, you know, go with that more because that does seem to be it. But it's definitely related to, but not of Big Circle. So, yeah, I hear where you're coming from. You know, it's, but
and,
I, you know, I'm more than...
She said, I thought the Big Circle was the ghost on John's property. No, no, no. Big Circle was part of AAEVP that a group of people started of the people that they lost. And a group of women got together and started this separate entity of AAEVP because they weren't approved of by the AAEVP. So they created their own little distant communication area, and they called themselves the Big Circle. So what they did was they did that, and okay, Raydene has a question for me. She's girlfriend, but anyway, what they did was they created this, and they got a hold of their loved ones that they lost, and they called themselves the Big Circle, and it created into a Big Circle. And it's amazing and wonderful, and I just love it. And Vicky's a part of it, and Christine's a part of it. I'm not. I don't go over there to AAEVP. But
yeah, I'm going to renew my membership. It's like $30 a year, and they have some great articles that they put out. Their Association of Trans Something Communication. Now they went away from AAEVP. They went to this. A-Trans-C or something like that is what they call it. And they're going with a more international flavor. And, you know, they're a great group. I mean, but they definitely have a big there. And it's a whole different way that they operate. I like a lot of the theory that I see them coming in with. Oh, that's that darn noise. I'm going to change that for Skype. It disturbs
the
background
feedback.
Yeah, it's just like, anyway, but it's really neat to, you know, to listen to what they have to say, but we are completely operating, that's exactly right, in a whole different new area, and we just happen to deal with some of the same people, and some of the same people who have passed, who deal with Big Circle, and so, yeah, that's a little bit of the history of it all, and that's why kind of the, you know, how things started back in February when this all started really taking off. I mean, you know, Debbie had not been past but a matter of weeks when we were talking with her, you know, and she was already coming through and strong, you know, and it's just been show after show when I have talked to her directly or privately. She is just she seems to be getting better and better at it. That's the thing I get. It's much stronger. And Joey is right in there. And, you know, I get references to Joey all the time, too. You know, which is Joey's son. Yeah. So it's definitely just an amazing thing that they would come through so quickly because, you know, generally, I've said this before, is spirits seem to take there's an acclimation time. And she didn't even have hardly, she went from, you know, dying to, okay, let's get to work. And jumped right into it and jumped right into the EVP that she had been doing, but from a whole new place. And I just wish I'd known her in life. I would have really liked to have met her and shaken her hand and said, hey, you know, but, you know, this is how we have to work together. And we have a professional and personal friendship that goes across, both sides. And I like that. I like that in the work that I do, you know. And there's even ghosts in the field that I've dealt with who know me and will call my name out here just separately of what this work. And you can develop these relationships, and they get to know you, and you can become friends with spirits. And it's kind of a neat thing, you know, when you find that out that you can do that. And I think that, you know, Dominica, these two new friends of yours that you've got, are going to be that way. I think that they love the chair, but they're also going to learn to love you, and they're probably going to watch the front porch for you. So,
it could have been, you know, with the jasper that I got, it could have been pertaining to either a stone or a flower or something for something that only she would understand. I don't know. All I got was the name Jasper. That's all I got. And
is there a Jasper?
Not very good at. I'm not very good at names.
I'm almost getting Jasper, Arizona. Is there a town named Jasper, Arizona out there? Or Jasper, you know, there must. Yeah, I don't know. That's just kind of the.
All I got was a male essence of Jasper, and that's all I got.
Yeah, well, these are two males for sure. I mean, we got two voices there so far on it, and it's just Apoyo. Oh, Dominica's got that. Apoyo means support. So Apoyo. So support. Araya. Now, here's the other one, Dom, is A-R-A-Y-A, Araya, A-R-A-Y-A. Now, if you can find out what that means, then so there's protection. So that's kind of the thinking I get, and it is a protective influence. So I think you're in good shape. Let's see, why don't we go ahead and bring 602 back on, because I think I'm just going to go ahead and hit it here. Hello, 602.
Love Talk Radio.
Hi.
Whoa.
Wow. Whoa.
So I think you're in good shape. Let's see, why don't
you're
we
my
go
own
ahead
voice
602 back on, because I think okay, that is the line. Can you turn off your radio there? Or
I did.
Turn off the player? Hi.
I did.
Is it Elizabeth?
Yeah, this is Elizabeth. How are you?
Well, it's good to have you back.
Oh, I'm glad to be back. I thought I was back, but, you know, I've been sitting here. It's okay. I've just been sitting here. I've really been relaxing and just kind of, you know, letting down, because, you know, I do two shows, and so just kind of...
Oh, I don't...
Letting it roll off my shoulders, you know?
I know the feeling. I just had that itch to get back and get in front of the microphone. I'm making it for lost time, you know?
I know you are. I know, honey. I know you love doing this. If, you know, I wouldn't have let you even come on a show today if I didn't think it was going to be good for you. You know that.
Well, it's been good for me. I'm just... you know, I just decided to do a second one, though. I just got that itch to, you know, go set up and get some time in Studio A and just kind of get used to the new digs here. Basically, rebuild the whole thing. Yeah. But what was it you wanted to do something with regard to, was there somebody you wanted to talk to or something?
Well, there was. I wanted to talk to my dad. But this is like a healing that I just felt like was coming on that I needed. But I don't want to push your buttons either, okay?
Okay, yeah, and I will admit to everybody, I am having a little bit of trouble with my voice right now. It's just a little bit. I'm gonna suck it up and keep going, because I can do that. But I'm not gonna be so verbal. So having two co-hosts with me, keeping things going, I think it's going to help. Why don't we give it a try? We'll go ahead and run. Do you have, like, just one question you want to ask?
I have a major question I could ask him. I did have two, but that's okay. We can do one.
All right, let's do one. I'll go ahead and...
kick that on.
All right.
And I'm going to try this. That seems to work. Okay. I am definitely going to have to get some shielding for it. In Studio B, we have shields around the radio I use. And here in A, this new radio I've got, I don't have the shielding on. So that may be part of the reason I'm getting some of those strange patterns. But let's go ahead and go. I'm going to do a five count and just do the major question, and let's see what we get. Here we go. Five, okay. Four, three, two, one, go.
Dad, are you happy?
Okay, I stopped it at 25. I've got a little bit of interference that's coming in from a distant station, but I don't think it's going to cause any issues, so I'm going to go ahead and just roll with it. Let me just run the compression, because what it was is it wasn't speech. It sounded just like a little bit of kind of a pattern in the background. I think that may explain why some of what I'm getting. Yeah, it looks pretty good.
You know, I just okay. Need to know that he's happy.
How long has he been passed?
He's been gone since about 1996, but there was more. We did not pass, well, we hadn't talked to each other for a while.
And let me see. Oh, and Kathy has dropped off. So, Kathy, is still out there. I'm sure she's still in the chat.
Yeah,
yep.
The chat room,
she is manning these boards here. This is Arnold Schwarzenegger. Here we go. Okay. let me see.
We've done this another night. You know that.
What's that?
I said we could have done this another night. I would have been fine with it.
Oh, no problem. I'm just, let me do, I'm just, see if I can get here. I hear some. Is that you making that noise?
I don't know.
Okay. I was hearing like a clicking noise. Here we go. It's definitely got some modulation. And so I'll just throw in some cleanup here. So he's been gone quite a while.
Yeah, he's been gone since about 1996. Yeah. He left. When he left, we were not speaking for a long while, so.
Yike.
My
sisters
tell me
yeah,
when he passed.
Sisters.
Yeah.
I remember this now. Yeah, you had the sisters and all that stuff.
Sisters tell me that he had passed. My mama called me and said he had passed the night before they buried him, and I showed up the next day, and I had my goodbyes with him, which was important for me. And I told him how much I loved him. You know.
Now, this has a little bit of the bias that I'd like to see, but there's it's pretty even-handed here. Let me see what we get on this first pass here. Now, you were asking if he was happy. Six seconds to nine. Let me go ahead and try this. 6 seconds to nine. Okay, he's real adamant. It's so beautiful over here.
Oh, I'm glad.
Yeah. He's just, and I'm just making sure I write this down for the notes, because I file all the notes from these readings.
I know,
and,
too.
So, 17th. Yeah, 6 through 9 seconds. It's so beautiful over here. Let's keep going. And he's very well-spoken. Whoa, that goes to the paper.
Yeah, he could very well be. Yeah.
Yeah, let's see. Here we go. 9 seconds to 12, and here's the next phrase.
Now, was he kind of into fantasy or...
He really lived in his own world.
He says here, I see a red dragon.
well, that wouldn't surprise me. My dad didn't share much with any of us. And that wouldn't surprise me then.
Okay, then I'm just going to go with it. But that was like, am I hearing what I think I'm hearing? They will say the darndest things. And so I think, yeah, he had a pretty rich fantasy life. 12 to 14 seconds. Here we go. Next phrase. Was there a name Kathy in the family?
Not in the family, but there was a lady that he knew that was named Kathy, yes.
Okay, he said, I loved Kathy.
Yeah, that was my stepmom.
Okay, so that's, yeah. But it's real clear, I loved Kathy. So,
yeah.
I was torn between I loved caffeine and then I was like, really this? And I go, oh, it's Kathy. I was like thinking, caffeine? Does he miss coffee? Okay.
He loved coffee. Let me tell you something. My daddy loved coffee. He was a very dominant personality when he got up in the mornings. Take my word for it. So.
Okay. 14 to 17. Let's see what we get here. Was he into recreation quite a bit? He was more kind of a he liked to play.
I learned that early on about my dad. Yep.
Yeah, he says we loved to go to play. He viewed work as just a means to get to play. Yeah, and that's kind of the feel I get with him.
Yeah, he had his issues. He did. He liked to go do that. He liked to go play. He had his own little play issues.
Let's see, 17 to 20, here we go. And this is kind of a rough call on this one, the way he's phrasing, so I'm going to do my best with this. Here we go. Did he have an affinity for Canada?
Actually, I don't think he had an affinity for Canada that I knew of. He left us in Indiana to go to Long Beach, California, and he also went to, he lived down around Sarasota, Florida. I don't think that he ever went to Canada that I knew of. So.
All right, let me try that because I want to be, you know, see, I was getting Canada, but Let me see if it really is like California or something, because it was a rough read.
He lived in Long Beach for a while.
Okay, here we go. Let me get this a shot here.
He did.
Well, it sounds like Canada, but let me come to, and it's a name that sounds like Canada, and it could be like Indiana, it could be any number of things, California.
And if you know, I mean, he lived in Indiana most of his life. That's where he moved as a young family, and you know, so he, like I said, he left us, and he went to, you know, to Florida, and then he went to Long Beach. So.
Go. Oops. And well, then what I think is that there's definitely you know, some tie-in with this.
Well, you know. We talked earlier. There's a whole thing that we could go through with this, and I have other questions, but, you know, it's important that I know he's happy, so that's good.
Okay, well, let's see what we get here. 20 to 22 and a half. Here we go. He's talking about coming to see you. He actually wants to be part of what you're doing. It says, tell me, come see her. And I think that's really what he's meaning, the way he's talking. It's typical strange spirit speak, but what I get out of it is he's wanting to be around you.
Well, I can forgive him for that. I can do that. I would love to have my dad around me. You know, I understand why we couldn't this lifetime. That makes sense.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see. 22 and a half to the end of it at 25. Here we go. Okay, how did it go with your relationship with him?
Well, we didn't get along very well. Like I said, I hadn't spoke to him in a few years because his choice. Every time I tried to be a part of his life, he wouldn't let me.
Well, he's grown quite a bit. What he says here...
That he did. That's my hope. That's why I'm hoping he's happy.
Well, he says to you that, yes, you impress me. So he's very impressed with what you're doing. He thinks that what you're doing is right on the money. So, you know, he's opening the door to a relationship. And, you know, yeah, sure, he's on the other side. But, you know, you've got mediumship skills. You've done a lot of the stuff that what I'm doing here. Mm-hmm. And, you'll know what to look for, but
everybody else, you know that.
Pardon me?
It's easier to do it with somebody else doing it first.
I'm not sure what you mean.
I do mediumship, but I don't have a good time doing it for myself, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that absolutely makes sense. I am my own worst client when it comes to trying to read myself. I have to go to other mediums to do work on me because I just can't do that. Sure, I get things that happen that are meaningful to me, but if I were trying to read myself, it just doesn't happen. You know, I just can't get out of my way to do that. It's just not. It just doesn't happen. So, you know, I'm definitely hear where you're coming from there, but. Just, you know, for me standing here, you know, 700 miles from you right now, yeah, your dad wants to get to know you, you know, and
well,
make this presence known.
You know, when I last talked to my dad, he had already passed, And I had a little talk with him, and I explained to him that I understood where he, you know, where he came from this lifetime. I forgave him for that. So I just wanted to make sure he was happy.
Well, he is, if I read this, let's just go back and look at the painting we've just done here. He's a man of fairly few words. It's so beautiful over here. I see a red dragon.
Glad that he's happy over there. That's all I wanted to know. Wow.
I loved Kathy. I loved Kathy, and we loved to go to play. And it may even be that he loves to go to play. So it just depends on how you read this.
Well, he wasn't very happy with us three kids and my mama. And I can certainly relate. Yeah, I'm not blaming him for that one. It does make sense. So I can understand his unhappiness. They both got remarried, and all I wanted him to ever do was to be happy. That's all.
Yeah, well, and I think he's this, if I look at this now from just stepping back a little on the Canada thing, he may be actually wanting to go there for whatever reason at this point in time now in spirit. And so for whatever reason, you know, I'm not going to try to read into it, but there's some place that he's going. It sounds like Canada, Indiana, California, whatever. But
right.
He's going to leave it open, and it was just difficult for me to interpret it right off the bat.
Okay.
Then the two most telling things about your question about the happiness, he cut right to the heart of the chase and says, you know, basically he wants to come see you.
Yeah, and the fact that
he's impressed with you.
A big thing, because me and my dad talk constantly, you know?
Yeah,
so
well, he's a lot, it's a lot different over there. He has to make an effort now to atone for that and to look at it. He sees it from a different perspective. He's not carrying those human emotions over with him. It's just not the way it works. And so you're going to be kind of entering a new phase with him. And I wouldn't be surprised if you wake up in the night with dreams, or you actually see him, or you see a shadow.
Well, I've had him in my dreams already, and I've been, you know, I got pictures of me and my dad when I was a baby, and black and white pictures of me and my dad. I got a lot of those. And so, you know, and I think all little girls just want to be loved by their daddies. So that was a big, huge issue with me. I knew my dad never knew how to love not only me but my sisters during this lifetime. So that was the other thing. And when I went and he had passed, I just wanted to tell him that no matter what, I still loved you, and that I understood why, that he did not only not love me, he didn't know how to love any of us. This time was his lesson to learn. He didn't know how. So I wanted him to know that I forgave him and I loved him, no matter what. So that's why I wanted to make sure that he was happy. That's all. It's all good.
Yeah. Oh, I think he's just wanting to turn things around. And it's funny, my uncle Brian, who died a couple of years ago, December, I think it was 2008, he passed very suddenly. We were just sitting here one Saturday afternoon, and the phone rang, and one of his brothers had called and said that he had passed. And it was only a quarter mile from where I'm at right now. It just around the corner.
Right.
And he had a lot of things he had done that hurt the family, in his immediate family.
Right.
And it was funny because, you know.
We can't all live our life of being a stellar individual, and I think that's what's hard to understand sometimes. We want everybody to be good. We just can't all be.
Yeah, he was really making amends to try to, and he was coming in the dreams to his son and to his ex-wife.
Yeah.
He had really hurt both of them, literally. He had actually done physical abuse at one time, at one point, because he was into alcoholism.
He was
begging for their forgiveness from the other side, and it was just amazing to see that.
Oh, I bet. I was having a fit.
Yeah, it was just stunning, and So I'm not surprised to see that. You know, this comes through repeatedly with these shows, where these spirits just are just really hurting. You know, they still have enough of their human side. They've got the pain. You know, but that gets better over time. And since he's been gone,
well,
your dad's been since what, 1986.
Remember I told you earlier I needed some healing down here, and I knew it because he's been coming through pretty strong here lately. You know. And, you know, when my grandmother comes through, it's like, you know, there's this guy, and then I know it's my dad. You know, if you could describe his physical feature, you would, I mean, I know that's my dad. And my brother-in-law, who ended up paying for most of the funeral when my dad passed. But, I mean, go to understand, I didn't even know that the man had passed till the day they were burying him almost. So, I mean, I don't have that guilt. You know what I'm saying? They kept that from me. And, you know, that day, my brother-in-law, who paid for most of the funeral, he and I just had a little bit of words. And he was being divorced from my sister at the same point. So he had a lot of emotions going through. And I've learned, you know, over the years to accept that. I don't get upset by these things anymore. And I just, you know, that's why I said I've always just looked at my dad spirit-wise as a medium, as you say, that I do, and said, Dad, all I want is for you to be happy. And I hope that he is. And I mean that from my heart. You know that. It's like, how do you not wish that of somebody that gave you birth?
Well, with this many years past, it's he's just working on his soul growth now, this is just a step. But he still loves you, and there's still that fatherly feeling. And so he's
somebody that gave you life. I mean, it's like I tease my sisters all the time. I said, look, you know what? It took two, Mom and Dad, to give us all life, because that's just the way it is, you know. And I think that we have to learn to accept that. And once we do learn to accept that it did take two, and that no matter what came from it, because I see it a whole lot different than my two sisters do, of course, because I was the oldest. And that's what's really funny. When we compare stories, I swear to goodness, I know my baby sister lived a whole different life than I did with two different people. I'm like going, you did? It's what? And we laugh about it, or at least I do. I don't think she laughs quite as much as I do. But I can kind of relent to that, and only because I do have those abilities, and I know because between talking to my dad and his mom and his dad and my other family that have passed, I understand it's okay. Let it go, guys. We're all good. We're going to be there someday. John, that's where it's at.
Well,
you know?
Your sisters are also going to have some experiences with this. So kind of reasserting himself. That's the kind of the message I get out of this. So,
they can't be without their own abilities. If I got it, they got it. You know what I'm saying? So there's going to be somewhere down the road to where these young ladies are going to really have issues coming at them. As far as, you know, it all goes, Mom knows what I do and who and what I am and what I get. And she started to really open up to me with that, you know, lately. And all I got to say is that, you know, I'm going to live to be here a while. So they can always reach me, and I'm going to say, excuse me. It's all good stuff, guys. Let it go. We're going to be good. I can do a lot of healing with this. I think that's why I'm going to be here for a while. Yeah, everything's good. It's just like, okay. But, you know, I don't hold that against him. All I, like I said, I just wanted to know, Dad, are you happy?
Well,
now I have the answer. So.
Yeah, short answer is he is. And, I just think that he's advanced a lot further than what he was when he passed. So
I think very much so, and I think he's I think that this is important that he, you know, I knew he was going to. I just knew. I the more I thought about it, the day he passed, or, you know, when I was there, I looked at him and I said, Dad, you know, I used to think it was only me you didn't love. And then I came to realize, heck, you didn't know how to love any of us. You know, it's all okay.
Well, he
and
loves
I,
you
and
now.
It's okay.
Made it pretty clear.
And I told him, I said, Dad, it's okay. It you know, this was your lesson this lifetime. And this was before I ever even really came to really step forward in my path. Does that make sense that I came to this? And I'm looking at this, and I'm like going, it's okay, Dad. It's all right. And, of course, then, you know, everybody's listening to me around me. They're like going, you know, she's a little off. Yeah, well, whatever. And you know, and just maybe I was, but I knew that it was okay. It was all right. Okay, Dad, so what? It's all, you know, and, you know, as abusive as it all was and the things that happened, it was like, it's okay, Dad. It wasn't just me you did this to. I came to understand that. And I just like was, just be happy. That's all I want. Be happy.
Okay.
This is the first time I've had clarification that he's actually happy, by the way. I've had him come through with my grandma, perhaps, I thought it was. But I wasn't sure whether it was him or my stepdad, because my stepdad is passed too. And my stepdad was a really good man to me. And, you know, I've been really blessed with having good people in my heart and my life. And, you know, me and my mom would talk about this all the time. And I'll go, whoa, Mom, do you realize? And so, you know, this makes me feel good that Dad's happy.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. I'm gonna go ahead and bring Kathy back on and talk a little bit with her. And,
okay.
Do you just want to listen
in? Sir. Yeah, I'll listen in. Thank you.
Okay. All right. So I'll just do that, and I've got your session saved up. I'll mail that out to you.
All right. Thank you, John.
Okay, Elizabeth. Okay. Bye now. And let's bring the Happy Kathy back in. If I can get the little microphone to come up. Hello. I got
Hello.
The microphone. Yes. Spock Bones. We've got Kathy. She's here.
Oh, my God. You can do it again.
There's someone on the bridge. Something is out there. We've got to do it. I'm really on the edge tonight. I'm glad I've only got about 15 minutes left, and then I'm going to call it a night and go take some meds and rest the voice. But the voice is back, man.
Oh my God, it sounded so good to hear my Captain Kirk again.
Captain's Log, Stardate Supplemental. These are the voyages of GRI Paranormal. We've got Miss Ghosts, Kestrel, It's a Mind Trip, Gerber Daisy, Elizabeth Rose, Domenico Moria, Kathy's Distant Echoes, and myself, the Master Chief, John. So, oh, man. You know, so this thing with us doing the readings with Debbie, what was going on? Did Debbie come through and wanted to come through and talk with us again, or?
Well, what I'm understanding, and I haven't been back over at the forum in a couple of days, but she's been coming through for a few people over there wanting to be a part of, wanting people to hear what she has to say for some reason. I don't know, but I guess Christine and Vicky feel like it's necessary to try to bring her back in again. She's feeling
yeah.
like there's substantial information that she needs to get out from the other side, and she's only going to give it to certain ones.
You know, she had some devices that she had built, and we explored
yeah.
that briefly. And there were some things that I've actually, if I remember right, one of the readings we did, I had a location of the equipment or a location of the drawings and specifications of this equipment she had built, which was supposed to be, you know, really bring through spirits even more clear than anything ever before. And I think you had talked about that too, that, you know, you are aware of some of the equipment that she had that was really amazing, you know, stuff.
Yeah.
And it would just be a shame that to have that go to waste, you know, that, you know, it would really help the whole field to have that stuff, you know, be shared with the right people.
It would, but don't underestimate the rest of y'all, though, because I'm telling you, Vicky has found a way, and I haven't quite gotten a handle on that one yet, But she is trying to explain how she gets these voices so clear. And what I understand is, and I'm talking about Vicki Talbot, she is putting things under glass and in boxes that are closed in with aluminum foil and things like that. She's finding ways of putting recorders underneath all that and blocking out every other sound but the recorder and the voice from Spirit World. So, I mean, everybody's trying in different aspects over there at CJ's Forum, and I'm amazed. And you're a part of that as well. So we're all trying different aspects to share with the world, and one of them is what you're doing here, and that's the soul streaming, and I'm so proud of you. So is Christine and Vicki, and all of us are proud of you.
Oh, Vicki knows about this?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, way cool. It's funny. I mean, you brought up the shielding, because that's something that I got into, and I think, Ms. Ghost is she's here with us right now. In chat, and I think she was doing some of these kinds of things too. We're all trying our own individual, perspective, theory, whatever you want to call it. We're trying out different ways of, doing this work, and it's surprising how common a lot of it is. But then you get these original, people that come up with original thinking. Yeah, the glass jar thing. I never thought about that. That's actually a really good idea.
Well, it's not a jar, but it's a bowl. She puts a bowl that's upside down, and it's just a clear bowl. She puts on top of the table one that's steady, one that doesn't have any motion whenever there's, anything going on in the house with an electrical pulse that doesn't have any effect to the table. She has a wooden table, and she lays it on top of that. So, that's her experiment, but there's other experiments that are going on, and anybody that's even interested in different aspects of EVP or just EVP in general, just ask John or I, and we'll make an okay for y'all to come and join CJ's EVP research. It's free, but she is very particular over who she has joined, and whether you're affiliated with AAEVP or whatever. She'll be happy to have you there as long as you're just there to contribute and lend an ear and share. Isn't that right, John?
Yeah. I mean, the couple of times I've worked with her, it's just been really good. And I'm always up for another one of those. I just know that, Christine's been really busy, and
she still always finds even that little inkling of a time to share with me. Even just to say hello, because there are so many over there right now that share so much inspiration and everything. I mean, we all share everything, and it's all free.
Yeah, that's a big thing for us. We don't charge for any of this. There's no money. This is all out of the heart, what we do, and we just love the work. It's the passion,
It is.
And the spirit world.
AAEVP charges, I think it's $35 a month, which to me, I think is ridiculous, because it's just sharing your passion. It's just sharing your knowledge of different aspects, but that's their thing, and who's to shake that one? But that's where Christine started hers, was away from AAEVP, which she's still a member of, but she's just an affiliate of it, and she's not... they don't get any contributions from her, or she doesn't get any from them. And I just love that. And her and Debbie's the ones that started the communication bridge on communicating with people over the telephone is how I got started with them after I lost Tony. So, and I've always thought on that telephone aspect, and I finally met somebody, which was her and Debbie, that actually did it and was getting results from it. And I was amazed and had to be a part of it. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's funny with the telephone stuff. We've had repeatedly, even on air, I've heard voices coming through here in studio that I know were not anybody dialed in, and it was not quote crosstalk or anything like that. And so I know we've gotten EVP during show. During recording. And there's just all these other experiments that are going on. The guys over at, who is it? Bill Chappell over at, the name escapes me right at the moment. Let me pull it up here. I got it right here. Digital dowsing. Yeah, he has a telephone thing that he does with Skype, and uses Skype to do telephone bridging in a whole new way. And he's got this little circuit that records everything, and then you just it dumps back to, you know, you go back and get your voicemail, and you've got your EVP right there. And it's a really trick thing that he's doing. And so, yeah, everybody's got their own angle here and are trying different things to see what happens. And the spirit world is just thrilled with this, you know. But when you look at it, for them, if it just involves electronics, they can affect it. So that's kind of the conclusion I'm coming to. It doesn't matter what piece of electronics. I even saw when I was with TAPS over at Clovis Sanitarium, they were using a device that was just basically it's an inductance device, and it's used to for telephone toning. When you're trying to find a single line in a bundle of wires, you can put this little oscillator on, and then go 5,000 feet away, and this thing has a probe, and it's just a real simple circuit, and it has a speaker, and what ends up happening is you can tone just to the exact wire that. Because it's sending out just a little bit of a radio signal, and you can just tone exactly to which wire it is and pull that strand out, and then you know you're on the right wire. Well, they were using these to actually bring spirits through. They had the speaker with this little tip on it, and spirits were actually coming up and touching it, and we were hearing voices come through. Now, it wasn't the best thing. The work we do is far superior to that, but the point is that electronics are, of any type can be affected by spirit. We are doing a lot of different things to try to make it as easy as possible for them, but it's already pretty easy. But, some people are coming up with ways, though, to really enhance what we already have. Ms. Ghost, I think, is doing some things with magnets. I keep bringing that up. But, there's just all these different ways that we can enhance it. But don't let that stop you. You can buy a $40 voice recorder off Amazon and go to work, and spirits will talk to you. Or you can go on, Skype and or telephone bridging and go on CGAVP and get to know the right people, and you will get results, and you'll be blown away. Debbie had the leadership skills and the fortitude to get people who knew electronics to really fine tune it, and that's the thing I'm interested in, is just to see what did she come up with.
She was quite the inventor. She was constantly coming up with all this newfangled stuff, and the last few things she didn't want to share with anyone until she got it just right and tweaked it. So, yeah. She used to tick me off when she wouldn't let me know.
Well, she gave me a physical location when we did the last communication, that the equipment was in a particular spot in the home, and that's I guess her daughter was living in the home, and so there was no real good way to get back to the daughter. I mean, I don't know her, but I'm dealing with Debbie.
Well, her daughter is the one that still keeps her site open on Facebook. So I don't know if anyone can join her site anymore on Facebook, but I know the ones that are already joined. Aren't you joined to it, John?
Well, I've gone out and looked at her site and all that, but I thought that the accounts were all locked. I didn't realize that the daughter had access, and and it would be interesting to see her take the next steps of it, or bring somebody in who could take it over. And work with her,
She's contributing to it. I'm not sure, but I know she's keeping her mother's sites open. And one of them was on Facebook. I had to send you the link. I don't know if you could still join it. But I know the ones with AAEVP and CJZ EVP is a part of it. And I thought you were a part of it. But if not, I'll send you the link and see if you are.
Yeah, send me the link on that.
All you have to do is go up onto my Facebook, look for just Debbie Caruso.
Yeah, well, I friended her, but I never got a response back. And, I just thought, well, just in case somebody is, taking care of this. But, for the listeners out there, if you just go out, it's 1-800-HEAVEN is one of her sites. And I don't remember the other.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, and she had a paranormal team operating out of New York where she was at. And I don't know if that all broke up or what, but, she was really just a big force in this business. And, she left quite a trail for the rest of us to follow. And she's still leaving a trail. She's still doing this. That's the part that's amazing to me, is she has such a strong belief in bringing the two sides together. It's just an honor to work with her. That's all I have to say.
It really is, yeah.
Well, let's see.
I'm hearing, I'm sorry, go ahead. I could talk about her all night.
Yeah, it's just, I just think that it was so sudden, the way that she passed, it was just so tragic, but at the same time, she was here and she was gone, and I just get a feeling that she made a soul agreement to do this and was especially prepared so that when she did cross, she didn't have to wait the 2 years. He was already basically equipped to just get right back into the business and keep this going. So I really think that there was some very large mission she took on to deal with this. And same with Joey. I mean, Joey was there kind of ahead waiting for her, and I keep running into him. And then there's this Braden character, this Braden name that keeps coming in with them that I get. And so these three names constantly show up when we do work with them.
Braden is Vicky Talbot's son.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So Braden is hanging out with them.
Right. And he died of a kayak accident.
And I'm just sitting here laughing because Dominica's going, "What's a Shinglish accent sound like?" I'm sorry. I'm sitting there talking this whole time. I'm like, what did I just see in the chat room? It's so fun. Oh, if it's I'm from Shingland, yes. It's very good to be here, and it's just a lovely day here. And we've got Dallas from UKPN. We've got Dominica Amore, Gerber Daisy. It's a mind trip. Ms. Ghost, Kathy's just an echoes, and the Master Chief. That's me. There's your Shinglish accent, Dominica. Hey, we got 2 minutes remaining, and Kathy, I just want to thank you for sticking with me here, and I am going to go rest my voice and call it a night. It's been an eventful couple of days with radio, and it's just good to be back here with everybody. So I just wanted to let you know, I just can't tell you guys enough how much I care about, all the nice letters and support things you sent me while I was down sick and my birthday and all that. So thanks a lot, guys.
Because we love you. Bye-bye.
I love you, too. Well, hey, I'll update the show notes. I'll look for that link from you, and of course, tomorrow night, 8 o'clock, we'll be on with whoever we're going to have on. I've got to go look at my notes when I get back to my other studio tonight. And with that, this is Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio. We're going to go ahead and call it a night here. And thank everybody for being on. And Dominica, I will let you know, I'll send you this in the morning. And the reading you've got here, and I'll interpret the rest of it. So just wanted you to know that. So anyway, this is Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio, and we will see you guys later. Bye now.
Listening to Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio, coming to you from the Haunted Studios here in Shingle Springs, California, live on blogtalkradio.com.
Thank you. Nothing.
Oh, doctor, I'm
sorry. No. Be of good cheer. If science teaches us anything, it teaches us to accept our failures as well as our successes with quiet dignity and grace.
Son of a bitch bastard, I'll get you for this! What did you do to me? What did you do to me?
Stop it! You kill him!
I don't want to live! I do not want to live!
Quiet dignity and grace.
Oh, Mama!